And we say good morning to David Harris, Editor-in-Chief at the Clarion Project. You can go and check out their website, clarion.org or clarionproject.org. Morning, David. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. We've got a very special guest in studio with us. Her name's Nitsana Dashan Leitner. She is the founder of Shurat HaDin. So I thought that we'd ask her to stay while we talk to you about...
So if I can interrupt, if I am not mistaken... We should be wishing your guest a happy birthday two days ago.
Oh, happy birthday for 2 days ago.
Jeez,
I'll tell you something.
Thank you, David. How are you doing?
I'm very well. It's the joys of Facebook.
We would have had a cake.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up, David Harris. Jeez. All right, can we please talk about the violence that's erupted in Egypt? What's going on?
Sure. Just before we do that, just to make mention, overnight there was a suicide bombing in the northeast of Nigeria, probably the work of Boko Haram. 13 people killed. It's thought there were 3 female suicide bombers. And just to say that the army has been pushing this line that Boko Haram is close to defeat, and this is probably a case of Boko Haram saying, hang on a minute, we're still very much around. That's in Nigeria, and it's something obviously that we should be thinking of this morning. In terms of Egypt, we saw something very interesting a couple of days ago in terms of an attack in Giza province. A lot of the attacks that we talk about are taking place in the northern part of the Sinai Peninsula, not that far from Israel, the work predominantly of ISIS, but not just. In this particular case, we're not 100% sure who carried out the attack, but it could possibly be an organization called Hassan. They attacked security personnel. As many as 60 people were killed. And what's interesting about Hassan, the name only appeared in 2016, but there are those, particularly in the government in Egypt, who were saying that this is an affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood denies this. It's distancing itself from this. But something that we haven't overly talked about in our slots is the Muslim Brotherhood and its influence not only in Egypt, but overseas as well.
All right, so let's talk about the Muslim Brotherhood. Who are the Muslim Brotherhood?
So the Muslim Brotherhood has its roots in Egypt close to 100 years ago, say about 80 years ago. Their bottom line is they want to see an Islamic caliphate. Their stated modus operandi is to do this through peaceful means, to achieve change through whatever means necessary, as long as they are non-violent. That's been traditionally the case. However, the Egyptian government, particularly under Sisi, who remember overthrew or replaced the Muslim Brotherhood in government, he is very much of the opinion that they are a terrorist organization. In the United States, for example, there is a push right now from certain congressmen to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and its affiliates as a foreign terrorist entity. We should of course mention at this point Hamas, which has its roots in the world of the Muslim Brotherhood as well.
So interesting. All right, so Nitsana, are you taking on the Muslim Brotherhood at any time?
The Muslim Brotherhoods were not designated as a terror organizations anywhere.
Okay.
And this case is only can be brought against designated terror organization like Hamas, who are the son of the Muslim Brotherhood, as David said, against Islamic Jihad, PLO, Fatah, unfortunately not against the Muslim Brotherhood. There were sanctions a little bit in the United States recently, but it will take a little bit more guts to designate them.
Okay. Right. David, that's where we leave it this week. Thank you so much, and thanks for the heads up regarding Nitsana's birthday 2 days ago.
Thanks for the heads up of letting me know that she was in your studio. Otherwise, I would have told you.
Okay. All right. So maybe we'll get onto our social media, just like, ISIS, and keep the channels of communication open.
I'm waiting for your WhatsApp message as soon as you finish your broadcast.
All right. I will send it through. Thank you so much. God bless, David. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's David Harris. He's the Editor-in-Chief at The Clarion Project. Go and check out their website. It's clarionproject.org.